Now, what happens? And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And what happened? Well, Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Now here, I think you have the example of that which is genuine repentance and that which is not genuine repentance. A great many people think repentance means shedding tears. Well, they lifted up their voice and wept again. Orpah could shed as many tears as Ruth did. Probably her handkerchief was damper. I think it was. But notice what happened. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. She's quite emotional. But Ruth clave unto her. Now, this is the difference between that which is false repentance and that which is genuine repentance. Now, repentance is not shedding tears. The word means to change your mind. Metanoia means a change of mind. It may involve tears as a byproduct, but weeping is not the salvation at all, or not turning to God. A great many people are very emotional, but doesn't mean anything. They can shed tears, but it doesn't mean they've really repented. My dad used to tell about a steamboat on the Mississippi River in the early days. It had a little bitty boiler, had a great big whistle. And when it was going upstream, when it'd blow the whistle, it'd start drifting downstream because it couldn't blow the whistle and go at the same time. Now, a lot of people today, they have a big whistle. They can really weep. They can make a noise, but they don't have much power, and it doesn't mean a thing. Now, Orpah, she wept. And she kissed her mother-in-law, but didn't mean anything. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 7:10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." I have a friend, he's an evangelist. He loves to get people to cry. He thinks if they weep, that's it. That's real repentance. He likes to get them down front weeping. Well, may I say to you that I kid him about it. I said, "How many tears do you have to shed before you really are saved?" Now he says to me, he says, "McGee," he says, "don't be absurd." I said, "I'm not being absurd. You're being absurd. You say you got to shed tears." Now I think that we ought to know how many you should shed. If a dozen tears are required in order to really be saved, then my friend, when you've shed 11 tears, you better squeeze out that 12th one or you won't make it. Oh, he said, "That's absurd." I said, "Sure it's absurd, but who's being absurd? You say you got to shed tears." Now, repentance means a new direction. It means to turn around, go in the opposite direction. And I believe that today all the repentance that's required is in faith, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul told the Philippian jailer. And then Paul could write to the Thessalonians and say, "How ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven." Now, Paul came and preached Christ, and these people were going to temples of idolatry. They turned to Christ. Now, turning to Christ is faith. Turning from the idols is repentance. And somebody says, which comes first and which is more important? You can argue that all you want to, but I can't turn the front of my hand without turning the back of my hand. And when you turn to Christ, friends, you've turned from something. And if you haven't turned from something, you didn't turn to him. And the turning from is the repentance. So that what we have here is this girl, Orpah, she kissed her mother-in-law, and she walks off of the page of Scripture back into the silence of the centuries. We never hear of her again. We assume that she went back to her people and to her gods and that she married among her own people. We never hear of her again. But Ruth clave unto a mother-in-law.